Jennifer Weiner is many things. She's a New York Times best-selling author, a Twitter phenomenon, and an unlikely feminist enforcer, at least according to The New Yorker. She's also a mom, a daughter, and a sister, a former rower, and a current cyclist. She's a best friend and a reality TV junkie. Her new book is her first foray into nonfiction. It is titled Hungry Heart, Adventures in Life, Love, and Writing. She'll be in Saratoga Springs on Sunday at 1 o'clock in conversation with Elena Richardson, the president of Yaddo, and a Northshire bookstore event. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Jennifer Weiner to the roundtable this morning. Jennifer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you back on the program. What brought you to want to write about your adventures and all of these things?
Well, my publisher had been asking for a while about publishing a collection of pieces that I'd written for magazines and for newspapers, and I was very happy to do that. That would have been a very easy book. But then I decided that I was 45 years old, and it was time to do the thing that writing instructors always tell you to do, which is write the book that you wish was on the shelf or that you wish had been on the shelf when you needed to read it. So that was the goal with Hungry Heart, was to sort of tell the truth about my life and leave those stories there for other readers.
Do you think that we get a better understanding? I'm leading the witness here, but do you think we get a better understanding about you and about what you have written in your fictional world from reading this book about you yourself?
I absolutely do. I think that people who read Hungry Heart, who've read my novels, are going to be like, oh, that's where that came from. And, oh, I remember that story because I, like many authors, use the raw material of my real life in my fiction, where you can shape things and refine them and change them and put yourself in a more flattering light sometimes. And that was a hard impulse to work through with Hungry Heart, because I think that there are stories where maybe I don't come off so well. But again, I think that honesty is really important. I think that telling the truth about your life is an important and valuable thing to do. So there we go.
Did you decide early on that no subject would be off limits, that if you were going to do this, you had to do it very honestly?
I decided I was going to do it very honestly, but in terms of nothing being off limits, you will notice, I hope, that I wrote with some delicacy around the topic of my divorce. I was very, very, very aware that my daughters are going to read this someday, and their father is a wonderful guy and a wonderful father. And the marriage didn't work out, but I never want to embarrass him, embarrass them. So I wanted to write about divorce, and I wanted to write honestly, but I also wanted to be very careful and just be very aware of, you know, weaponizing memoir, I guess. Like,
right.
I never want to write to hurt anybody, and so my ex-husband read a draft of the book before it was published, as did my mom, as did my sister and my brothers. And, you know, I want to be honest, but I also don't want to, you know, leave a trail of scorched relationships in my path.
You do write about your mother and her late in life lesbianism. You write about your father who has passed. You were estranged
yep.
with him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to write about your parents?
Yes, it is. And I always joked that I wasn't going to do it till they were dead. And then my father did die, and it was in a way that I don't think any of us saw coming. We hadn't been in touch for many, many years, and I found out he died when the police called me to tell me, and he had died of a drug overdose. And I hadn't known he was using drugs, so, you know, that was a new piece of information. That was a hard one to talk about. It was a hard story to tell because there's so much shame and stigma around addiction. And I think that still, even though we have an opioid epidemic, we know that it's not just bums and junkies living under a bridge, but the idea that my dad had been a doctor, had a family and a house in the suburbs, and his life ended in a very different place, that was hard, and it felt like I was talking about something that was shameful, and I had to really sort of say, you know, hey, I didn't do anything wrong here. And once I started talking about it, what I started hearing from other people is, you know, that happened, something like that happened with my dad or with my brother or with my brother-in-law or with my son. Everyone, no one's got a life that hasn't been touched by something. And I hope that the stories in Hungry Heart are going to make those people feel less lonely as they sit with their situations.
When you lose a parent that you have had a distant relationship with, does it bring you closer to the other parent?
I think that it does. I mean, it's hard to imagine that it wouldn't, because
yes,
that's the only parent that you've got left. But in addition to that, I wanted to know the story. And my mom was the one who had the story, or at least more of it than I did. So yeah, I think that definitely all four of us, we got closer to my mom and we got closer to each other.
And do you feel in doing this process that in writing, were you also investigating and asking a lot of questions and perhaps questions that you wouldn't have asked otherwise?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I put on my reporter's hat and I talked to my mom and I talked to my grandmother and I talked to my aunt and I talked to different relatives and just tried to make sense of it. And in a way, that felt like a very safe way to work through the story. Because if you're a reporter, if you're somebody holding a notebook and asking questions, then you yourself become another character in the story. And it's not happening to you anymore. It's happening to that person on the page. So I wrote many, many versions of this story before the one that actually ended up in the book was complete. And I think with every draft, I had to let go a little bit more of the repertorial perspective and come a little bit closer to being the woman standing in that storage cubicle in the basement, going through all of those boxes and just finding out the truth about my dad.
Jennifer Weiner's new book is Hungry Heart: Adventures in Life, Love, and Writing. She'll be in conversation with Elena Richardson, the president of Yaddo, on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Saratoga Springs. It is a North Shire Bookstore event. You can find out more information and details by going to northshire.com. Northshire.com. Again, the name of the book is Hungry Heart. Jennifer Weiner, a great pleasure. Thank you very much. It'll be great to have you in town.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I promise the book is not just all downers. You will laugh also.
Indeed. Jennifer Weiner,
thanks.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book, Hungry Heart. You can find out more about the event, northshire.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.